Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Hanako.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Hanako. It's been a while.
It's been, what, four weeks?
Yeah, maybe 3 weeks. Yeah.
Not as long as it was the last time.
Don't bring that up.
Oh, it's getting better.
Yeah, it is. So today we're going to discuss True Blood. And the first thing I think we need to discuss is the passing of the ever so sexy Alcide.
Wait, I didn't bring a candle. I feel like we need to have candles lit.
We can light a candle in our minds. We can hold our hands up, wave them side to side, weep thinking about his pecs and those arms and that butt and that area just above his shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for DVDs.
Oh yeah, and screen caps.
Yes, screen caps are great. Just not the one with the bullet in his head. That was a bit much for me.
You just ruined it.
I'm sorry. I mean, we gotta talk about it. Okay,
let's talk about it.
There's killing a character, and then there's wow. I mean,
it's like somebody hated him.
They killed him naked. That's like the worst way to. Put some clothes on. Kill him in. Don't kill him in that.
He was yelling at Suki with his junk dangling and then clow, dead.
I don't know. It's really like if it didn't sink into us before that this is the final season, I think that kind of was the first nail in the coffin.
Well, I was still in denial because I thought that maybe he had a healing factor, maybe, you know, a little like Wolverine or something. He can like push the bullets out. He could pop up on the table and
he's a werewolf, not a mutant.
It wasn't a silver bullet. We all know that regular bullets cannot kill werewolves, only silver bullets.
This is true.
Unless they cremated him, I don't understand why he's like actually dead. Unless they were using silver bullets because of the vampires. That could be.
You know, that could be. No, well, I don't know. No, because I think with the vampires they were using, weren't they still using these were the people of Bon Top who was shooting them up. So
oh, they got those from the police station.
Yeah, but I don't think
Oh no, those were the people that were holding people captive, right? Or who shot Alcide?
I don't know.
Hold somebody responsible.
I don't know, that whole town is going kind of crazy, so it could be any. I don't know.
I want somebody to die. Because that's
think you'll get your wish.
Well, I mean, I'm the person responsible to die.
I mean, they've already killed off Tara. They've killed off Alcide. They killed off poor little country Kevin.
Miss Fortenberry.
You know what? I have to admit, I screamed with pleasure when that bitch bought the dust. I did. I can't. I never. Oh my God, her character. I was just so glad to see it. I was like, oh, let me rewind that and watch that.
Well, she was always comic relief. I never saw her like as.
She was, but oh, she got on my nerves with her little hateful, just the way she. I mean, if she wasn't such a bad character as far as how she acted, then we would still have Hoyt on the show instead of that little bitty glimpse that we got of him. And I was so glad to see that little glimpse. But it was so sad. It was like, you got Hoyt back on the screen, but it's such a sad moment because his best friend is telling him his mom died and he doesn't even realize that's his best. It's just that whole situation. It's just so
sad. Oh, I know, because I didn't even know what they were doing at first. I'm like, why is he talking to him like that, Jason? What is Jason doing? Why are they being like that? And I was like, but you, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot. Yeah. Jessica made him forget so that he wouldn't still be angry with them, which...
Ooh, I wish I had a vampire to get some of the crap in my life. Shit. Okay. But I digress.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Girl, right. Okay. So, let's still, because I mean, I feel like I need to hold your hand and we need to weep over his body and let our tears fall to his chest. That's going to be gross at this point. But still, one last look at the...
Well, no, because truth be told, in Bontomp time, he's only been dead like 2 days. So
yeah, but it's gross. I mean, I'm not, you know...
He's not like Tara.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point. I mean...
Or poor little Kevin, you know, just all splattered everywhere in the basement of Fang Table.
I didn't know him that much, so I'm not that broken up.
Yeah, I mean, he was just one of those bit characters that's kind of like, he was a minor character, but it's just kind of, you're used to seeing him there. And then, of course, me as a book reader, I've known him throughout 13 books, even though his character's a little bit different. But, you know, it's just kind of like, okay, if you had to kill somebody, couldn't you kill, like, Miss Boathouse or something? You know? I don't know. I guess you could say when it comes to those characters, I'm just a little bit cruel because I'm like, you don't want to wish anybody dead, but these characters are, some of them are just so despicable and just so, it's like, just get off the screen so we can have more people. I mean, you know, nothing against the actors, but Jane Boathouse is just one of those characters. Just like, okay, you know what? Just fall off the stool.
Is she still alive?
Right. So she should have been gone in season what, 3 with the Maenad and the orgies and all that.
Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, wait, yeah. That's going way back. Okay.
Yeah, it is the Maenad. Oh, the Maenad. Okay. So Alcide is gone. Women wept across the planet over this man's death. It was
really weird because I think you and I both watched it late. I think you watched it that night, but later, and then I watched it the next day, and I accidentally got spoiled.
Yeah.
Because one thing I noticed about, like, Entertainment Weekly, anytime they do an interview with an actor the day after a show, you know, comes on, I already know, oh, that something major happened with that character, they're probably dead. And I happen to see something about you know, him doing an interview, and I was like, I had to go and kind of peek,
because
it's like everything on my Facebook timeline was like, no,
that was me.
Like, I can literally, all of my friends who were commenting and all they were saying was no, it's like I could hear the anguish in their voices in my head. Like, I heard everybody's individual voice and I was like, oh, they did something really fucked up tonight.
Oh, and my God. Tomorrow.
And then when I found out what it was, I was just like, huh? I didn't know what to say. I just kind of looked at the screen for a minute like, so all the irritated characters y'all got on the show right now, like the black chick who keeps trying to incite racial
violence. Where did she even come from?
Somebody please kill that bitch. Please kill her. Please kill her.
Even alive? And then, like, why can't you fall for that crap?
You know what?
That upset me, Kenya. Like, if somebody's like, ooh, sup a dad, white folks, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? Shut up. They wouldn't have gotten those guns. Ugh.
Right. Kenya was one of the characters that I liked because she kind of stood firm on her own beliefs. She didn't care what anybody else was thinking about or saying. She was just going to do what was right. And then for her to fall, so I was like, okay, you know what?
I didn't like that. And it was like, well, you know, now I know the reason why they never promoted you, because you suck.
Right.
Oh, really bothered me. So it's just like, don't, whatever. So, and then Miss Fortenberry, so she's gone. You said
Yay.
Kevin's gone. So this latest episode, we see them throw a party for all the ones that they lost. I mean, we've missed, we didn't talk about the rescue, Hanako. We didn't talk about, which it was fine. I mean, they all got rescued. They went on this really good mission. They had this really big fight.
I'm gonna tell you that, okay. If you heard me, did you go watch the Facebook video that my daughter took of me when I was watching? I was so into that screen, I didn't even know she was recording me. She had the camera sitting up, and I just looked at her and said, "Are you taking a picture of me?" She said, "No." I said, "Oh, okay." And I went back to the screen, had no clue. She took 6 minutes of video because she was like, "What in the world is she watching?" Because
Looks so serious. It was
I
so
struck.
funny. And then she
I was
was
feeling some kind of way. And then they brought Terry and Arlene was walking towards the light. And I'm sitting there like, no, I don't want, I can't, I don't really care for this
like
character
somebody's
too much.
gonna die.
But I don't want her to die. But there's Terry and she wants to go to, girl, I was like, you know what? It's been a while since True Blood has made me feel that way. So I was kind of happy because I was sitting there like, okay. All these characters have gotten on my nerves at one point or the other in the past 2 seasons, but I don't want none of my folks to die. Like, no. When we couldn't find Eric, I was like, if they killed off Eric Northman on screen, I don't care what happens for the rest of the season, I'm done. I'm
They're
done.
killing him
I'm done.
slowly, though. They're
It's
killing him
bad enough we
slowly.
got Tara dead off screen. Just, oh, speaking of Tara,
Really pissed
let's
off.
talk about Lady May.
Oh, Lady May, Lord.
Lock
So,
that in.
A, that actress needs an award because
I love
she
her.
is so funny. That's number one.
I
Number two, the wig she had on. Oh my God,
her.
it was just ridiculous. Okay.
But just her and Lafayette was like, what is going on? Lady May just stabbed Willa. He was like, of course she did. Like, I told y'all not to let this chick in the house. Like, Lafayette's got so much going on right now. Oh, speaking of which, okay, so we got the answer to the million-dollar question. Is Lafayette a top or a bottom?
Oh
Whoa.
my God, which, oh my God.
Expecting that scene, but okay. Anyway, going back to
My
Lady May real
goodness.
quick. She was just, I don't know what they're doing with Lady May. I don't know if Tara really is trapped. I don't know what's going on, but Lady May, anytime she's on, she gave her husband Benadryl. She overdosed him on Benadryl. Is pretty.
Not
No,
dead.
he was moving. He was snoring. But it's just,
She
I
told
just,
him to go to that party. Didn't drink. I was so proud of her. The speech
I
she had.
was.
I was like, oh,
That
her
whole
and
scene was
Sookie.
really nice because
Yeah.
she kind of stepped out of herself. She was very polite to Sookie. She was very polite. She was very heartfelt. And then, she kind of brought us back to it when she was like, do y'all have anything non-alcoholic? It's like, okay, she's really like, she is fighting for this moment. So I was proud of that character for that. But afterwards, I was like, Lord, who done let Lady May near the knives? Like,
Let him get on, stab somebody. Oh.
I got very Southern then, like, what the hell y'all doing? Y'all know she don't need to be near the knives.
Feel extra Southern today, too. But I think, did I watch? Yeah, I did watch it today. Oh my God. Oh, but I think you, I oh, go ahead.
I don't know. It's like you got all this seriousness, and then every once in a while, you got this little cheesiness that comes in that kind of makes you say, oh, wait a minute. Okay, this show is kind of funny. But her character, like you said, she needs an award because her character is just, she's just so off the charts. Like, we don't know what. I mean, just this season, I mean, she done burnt her hand on a cast iron skillet.
Just to get blood from a
Right.
vampire.
She's just, oh,
You know what? I'm disappointed that she hasn't had sex dreams about what's the vampire's name? I knew I
Villa.
Willa. Yeah, I wanted to see that craziness because, like, how bizarre would that be?
I was gonna say I don't know if I can handle any more vampire juice.
Oh yeah, let's get some Willa and Letty Mae slash.
I don't think we did we talk about Jason and Eric that whole dream? I think that was the episode after we recorded last time. So I don't think.
Oh my God, we did not.
I don't know if I can handle any more of those dreams because that dream is like I'm trying to watch it. And I'm cracking up the whole time because I'm like, this is perfect. This is just so perfect.
Yeah, it was bizarre. And
it was
bizarre and it was sexy, but I was.
It was so funny to me.
It's like, I don't know how to. I'm feeling like three different emotions right now. They're all conflicting and I don't know what to do.
It was different from. The Bill, what was it? Was it a Bill Eric or a Bill somebody dream like a couple of seasons ago? And then it's like now we've got that was just it was weird for me because one, I didn't realize it was a dream until like 2 seconds after.
Oh, this is the one where you texted and spoiled me. And
I wasn't trying to. I was just like I was trying to give you an incentive to get rid of that. Statistics aren't working. Go watch True Blood.
Yeah.
See that probably. See if you had watched that scene while you were trying to do homework, that would have spurred you to hurry up and just kind of. I was trying to be a good
friend. And I was just like, you hooker, you spy. But then I wasn't that mad because like he drank his blood. What else was gonna happen? You know, like duh.
But I was not expecting it. It was way more than I was expecting. And
it was so cute though because he was just like the lappy yappy dog or whatever to Eric was kind of swatting down or whatever, and he was just, he knows that Eric is stronger than him, but he was just still in his face and all this other type of stuff, and it was just kind of adorable.
I mean, you got to think about it. Jason Stackhouse may not be much against vampires, but if it's one thing that Jason knows and he knows well, it's sex. So 1,000-year-old vampire is not gonna intimidate him. This is Jason Stackhouse we're talking about. But just the way the whole scene came together, it's like at the one hand it was erotic and at the other hand it was kind of like it was just so funny to me. I was more amused than anything, and then to see the reactions of my friends online because they're like, okay, I can usually get down with True Blood, but I don't know about this.
It's like, it was a weird romance novel. It was humorous. It's like, what are we about to see here?
Right.
And like,
it was too much.
But it was a really amusing. It was well done. It was well done.
It was. And I have to say, to give it to both of them for being able to film that scene without bursting out laughing.
I'm sure they were laughing.
This scene is so funny to me. I can't look at it. I couldn't even the first time. I couldn't look at it seriously because I was just like, what the heck? Oh, wait, are we doing this really? What we're doing? Okay. And then it just like, just full out laughing. My daughters were like, what are you laughing? I was like, never mind. You don't want. And my oldest daughter, she came and looked on the screen. She said, oh, that's interesting. She walked off. She's like,
what
I don't
else
know
could you say about it. That walking up on somebody?
Right.
Like,
and I'm mean? She's 18. So and she's seen, you know, she's seen stuff in movies or whatever. She was just kind of like, okay. So I walk in and that's, I'm just, okay, I'm just going to go now. Bye. It was just, that scene was just, it was priceless. So, and I was like, okay, so what are they going to do? Like, how are they going to top that with the with the vampire human dreams? And I guess they don't have to because they gave us James and Lafayette. So,
oh my goodness, let's talk about that. Because we're jumping all of them. Okay, so we saw this little flirtation coming a mile away.
Right.
From the spoilers because the actors had changed. That song was going to happen. But little did we know it was going to go down like that.
You know, I was like, okay, Jessica's gonna go out on the porch. She's gonna find them kissing. And then when they weren't on the porch, I said, oh, wait.
Oh my God.
She's gonna find them doing something else, but I was not expecting. I mean, because I don't even think, well, then again, I guess with Lafayette and Jesus, it was a little bit different because those two characters actually took time to fall in love and have a relationship. And this was just straight out sex. Of course, we know Jessica has been kind of keeping James at arm's length for about 10 weeks. So, you know, he's probably all pent up. And I feel like, oh, speaking of which, that speech, Lafayette and Jessica, oh my.
It was like right up there with AIDS Burger.
Right. Right. I was like, oh, this is the fire, the Spitfire Lafayette that's been missing. He just basically laid it all out, and it's like Jessica couldn't do anything but look at him, because she was like, oh, he yeah.
But I don't know, if I catch you with my man, I'm not gonna sit up there and just say like, oh, you get a pass because you gave me some speech.
No, Jason had it right. Jason was like, you didn't have an. We all saw from a mile away, like you said, we saw from a mile away that Jane, yeah. Jessica should have had an inkling. She should have had a little bit of. She should have had a little bit of a clue.
Really? Because he didn't see. I don't know. I don't know how she would have saw that.
He was Lafayette's human.
That doesn't mean something exactly. That doesn't mean anything exactly. My thing is, A, how would she have would have known? But why she can't be that mad because she was pushing him away. That's the only thing that she should know. She was pushing him away and he found love elsewhere. However, I kind of feel that Lafayette was kind of out of line because, like, why are you going to give a speech when you knew we were together? Even though we were on the rocks and stuff, he still crossed the line.
I guess I'm kind of conflicted about that because, again, Jessica wasn't paying him any attention, and you know what they always say, if you don't take care of home, someone else will.
Bullshit, Hanako. You know, if somebody can't, if y'all had a thing on and somebody went somewhere else, even if y'all having problems, that's still a betrayal. That is still a betrayal, and somebody betrayed and crossed the line. You can't say that. You can't have it like that. You know what it feels like to get hurt
but
like that.
It's because I know what it feels like that I can actually answer in that sense. Because
so, okay, for somebody to cheat if somebody's neglecting you. No, you need to like draw a line and say, hey, this is not working. I'm about to go. Instead of like,
no. What I'm saying is she left that door open. One of the things Lafayette pointed out to her, and he was correct about it, aside from the fact that how they met in the vampire camp and them getting together. I mean, first of all, they had sex first before they knew each other. So that automatically started her off on the wrong foot. Then here's the thing. She really knew nothing about him. I mean, how do you expect someone to stay focused in a relationship when you don't give a shit about them? I mean, Lafayette asked her very basic questions. Do you know when he was turned? Do you know who turned him? Do you know how he was turned? Do you know where he was before he got turned? Those are basic questions that you should know about anybody.
Maybe
that
she
you
didn't
want to
be like all
in love
the
with.
Well, nah, maybe she didn't want to pry. Maybe she didn't want to go that far. Maybe she thought they had more time to experience and all this other type of stuff. I mean, you don't know all this stuff about a person right off. You know? I don't know.
Those kind of things you really should. You should at least know before you get into a relationship where you're saying love, commitment, sleeping together, living together. You should know the basics about a person. Are you really telling me that you're going to live in a house with somebody and you don't know the first thing about them? You don't know where they're from?
Now,
really?
That's real. That is real. That is real. But I don't even say, like, they bought a car together. They bought a car together. Oh, my God. How did they buy a car to you? Okay. You won this one because they live in a house together and they bought a car together. And
hey,
she kind of don't know shit about him. That's crazy.
Major commitments. I mean, she did the same thing with Hoyt. But with Hoyt, we saw her fall in love with him. We saw her care about him. Take the time to know him. They became friends first. So the whole thing with her and Hoyt and how that fell apart, yes, that was on her because she completely screwed that up. They had something solid. they had something committed, and it was something that we saw build. You know, and I guess this is the other another thing about it being this season. We really didn't watch her relationship build with James. So it's kind of like, I don't feel one way or the other about him and her. I mean, I felt...
Yeah, no, you're right.
I felt their chemistry a little bit in the beginning, but from the moment him and Lafayette sat down on the couch together and they were going back and forth talking about their lives, I was like, oh, this is going to happen regardless, because you see, you feel it more. You see it more with them too. I'm sorry. Real life, fiction, whatever. I am not a proponent of people staying together just because that's what they're supposed to do. That's what I just, if the chemistry is not there, if y'all aren't clicking, what's the point of being miserable with somebody you don't have give a care about anyway? No,
that's fine. But there needs to be the line that says, hey, this is the end, before people start mixing it up and all this other type of stuff. That's my only thing, is that there should have been a line somewhere.
Yeah, I think he probably should have been honest with her and told her, yeah, well, you know, once upon a time, like when I was human, I was, because the fact that her denial when Jason was bringing it up to her and she was like, no, I think he's just confused. That lets me know right there, she knows nothing about this man. Nothing. She didn't take the time with him. And I don't know if that was something that the writers did on purpose to kind of push the whole thing with him and Lafayette. But it's like, I feel like she was probably only with James out of gratitude for what he did for her, what he didn't do to her in the camp. But I don't feel like there was a real connection there. And then, of course, you're at a party where there's a lot of drinking, where there's a lot of, it's just, that kind of stuff just doesn't mix. And when then here's the thing, he was trying to go home with her. He was trying to push her and she was brushing him off.
She was repulsed. She, like, he touched her and she put her hands up in a way like, oh, stop, gross. It was really terrible body language.
Right. So you really expect him to be like, oh, okay, this is...
But the problem with that is that, okay, she's clueless. However, he had been dropping hints about how he felt about his drifting away from her ever since him and Lafayette had that conversation. So he's pussing around. You can't put it all on her. He knew already that he felt differently, and he felt...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He should have told her that from the get-go. Right. I mean, the fact that you were in a relationship with a guy when you got turned, and that guy was the one who turned... I mean, we kind of saw... That's where it was going when he said when he got turned, or when the guy died and he went to the house and the father beat him. Mm. Okay, that was clue number one right there. Oh, so daddy figured out what your real relationship was with his son and he wasn't pleased with it. Yes, yes, that's all him. He should have came out, told her, and been like, okay, you know. But again, and I don't know whether we can attribute this to just still being a baby vamp or what, but I mean, just in vampire lore altogether, most vampires go both ways.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not like it really should have caught her off guard. I mean, just, I don't know. I'm kind of split between the two, because yes, I feel like, okay, if that was going to happen, then he should have just told her and been like, okay, look, I don't feel good about this, da 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 da. Or he should have told Lafayette, okay, hold up, wait a minute, we need to kind of wait or whatever. But at the same time, it's kind of, like I said, I never felt that connection with them. So at the end of the day, I really don't care. I feel like she needs to be with Jason anyway. Get him away from that crazy vampire.
You know, that's not going to end well. So, okay, so if we have all that go down with Jessica and James, then him and Lafayette are pretty much back in the same situation, because he might know a few things about James, a few more things than Jessica knows, but he doesn't really know him as well as he thinks he does either, and they already in the backseat of a car while hanging it up. So There's the situation again. And then to top it off, Jessica goes and have sex with Jason when she knows that he's with someone else. But he was like, well, I was so glad when the ring was pulled out that it didn't go on her finger. It's going to go on a finger one day, but I'm glad it's not her. And
this
it's all...
This is. I mean, if you think about it, from season one, Jason monogamy has never been Jason's thing. So that I don't even. I mean, think about it. She was in a committed relationship with Hoyt, and she slept with. Well, they were kind of broken up at the point, but Jason is a weakness for Jessica. We all knew that. I knew that was going to happen from the beginning of the season.
I did.
Once Jason calmed down off his I hate vampires, I'm going to go kill vampires thing, I was like, yeah, he ain't going to do it because of Jessica. He's just, I saw that even the last season when they were in the camp because he was part of the guard and he was doing favors for her. It's like you could still see he cares about her. And that's probably the only person that he does truly care about like that aside from Sookie. But it's just, I don't know. Like I said, I think in some ways, the way that they are writing the show and the way that they're doing what they're doing with the characters, they're starting to push all these extra people out. I don't care about Violet.
No.
I care less that she's mad. I just want her to go. Most of the people in the town that's, you know, on the whole anti-vampire, anti-whatever, this new wannabe mayor who, they can all go. I just really care about I want to know if Eric is gonna die. Who knows? They may come up with a cure. Maybe drinking Sarah Nula's blood will cure them.
You are
hey.
So hopeful. I like but, it.
I don't know. I mean,
I just think that Violet. Her see number one, I thought Violet was gonna burst in and there was gonna be a brawl, but the fact because you know she's kind of aggressive. Right? And she's all in your face. So the fact that she listened at the door and slinked off, man, that is going to be so rough. Whatever it's she decides to do.
I hope she was thinking.
What she's going to do is kill Andy Belfleur and his wife and the fairy daughter because Jessica was in there bumping and grinding with Jason. And she was slipping. I think Violet is going to go to the bar floors because they just, you know, had a proposal and they doing all. And I was like, something's not right about this heartfelt crap that's going on with Andy Barfloor. Something's not right. Something's going to go down. And I think they all going to die.
That's possible. I mean, Violet's character, could be a cool character. I think she cares about Jason. Her whole thing, the thing that bothers me is her possessiveness, I guess, is the whole you're mine. Like, even when the little subject of marriage and the ring came up, she was like, I don't need a ring, you're mine. And I'm like, is that really supposed to inspire overwhelming love for eternity? I don't know. Some of these.
But did you hear when she saw the ring? She said, "That's it."
That's why I said I hope she's thinking about her actions because the whole night long she had been putting her foot in her mouth, and you could see Jason is getting tired of her because he just gave her a look like, "What the fuck?" And she was like, "What?" He was like, "I've had 100 boyfriends die over the years." Really, it's like she has no. I won't even say it's that she has no filter. She just doesn't. She has no humanity about her, and it's just. I think Jason was kind of intrigued at first, even though he really didn't have a choice because she kind of forced him to be with her or to be hers, and that again, that's the beginning of an unhealthy relationship. I mean, he was there with her because he was forced to be. And then afterwards, she kind of basically told him, you're mine. You're not going anywhere. I'm not sharing you. And I'll kill anybody who gets who gets between us.
Well, it's yes, like, dedication.
Yeah.
Well,
In our world, we call that stalking. We call that stalking. And we call what Jason has Stockholm syndrome. No.
Oh, that's so
she
funny.
Die and Ginger.
Oh, Ginger. Her backstory was really fantastic. I love the way they did it.
It really was, but poor Ginger, she basically gave Eric that ultimatum, and they just treat her so wrong. She has been so loyal to them, and they just do her so dirty. She was like, I've been your sex slave for 15 years without having sex. We ain't had no oral, ain't no hand jobs.
I was like, really? Oh my God, you have been you haven't been screwed, but wow, that is terrible. And then I thought, like, we saw her bent over the coffin. I thought maybe he was giving it to her, but no.
That's what I thought.
She was hanging off of the thing crying because they was just like, whatever, we're gone. I can't figure out why they treat her like that. Like,
Ginger, she need an award too or something, because she just... That actress who plays her is just so hilarious. And you know what? I think she's coming to Dragon Con.
Oh, yes. It's almost time.
Okay. We got to calm down.
Okay.
Yes. But just her character is just her character from day one. It's like you want to be disgusted by her character, but she's so comical and she's so sincere about how she is. It's just. You can't help but like her, poor thing.
Oh my God, I just read something totally off topic. Lucy Lawless is going to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
What?
Oh my God, Xena! Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Yeah!
you do realize we're probably going to have to record more than one podcast tonight, right?
Okay.
We still got to talk about Salem. We got a whole bunch of
stuff.
Yeah,
no, those have to be separate. Those have to be separate. Okay.
Yes, that's got to be separate.
Okay, so... Okay, so we did Alcide. I have a checklist. We did Bill, Andy Belfort. What do you think about that proposal to her and his reasons behind it?
You know what? I kind of think for Andy, I think it was very sweet.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it was very sweet because Andy has been one of those characters who he was there as the comic relief. He was there as the joke. But it's like... I think his character has kind of evolved. He's still that comic, you know, he's still that comic relief every once in a while, but he has a little more depth to his character, and I like that. So I think it was really sweet. You know, we'll see how it goes, because Happy Endings is just not a big
thing. I'm scared. I'm so scared.
Now, I did see in the preview for next week.
I didn't see the preview.
Oh, you have to see the preview because
I never watched the previews.
You know that, you know what Jason told Wade and Adeline when he was coming down the stairs. He was like, I don't know if y'all fucking, but if y'all are, it's got to stop tonight. And they were looking at him like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I think they're gonna try to push that envelope before they actually become stepbrother and stepsister. I think they're gonna push that envelope, which is really creepy considering the fact that Adeline is like 3 weeks old and in the body of I guess she's supposed to be like 19 at this point, 18 or 19 at this point, so that'll be interesting. But yeah,
oh, I see that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
the thought of it, like the actual reality of what it is. No, I don't right. like it. Yeah. I'm gonna barf.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I don't know. So, okay, let's talk about Sarah Newland, and like, it feels like she's been kind of shoehorned into this story, and I don't understand why she's here. I don't understand the people that are after her, and I don't want her.
Okay, I think I figured out why the Yakuza is after her. You remember last season, she killed the Asian chick.
What Asian chick? Yes.
The one who was the I guess she was the spokesperson for Yakutoma.
Yeah.
So she killed her, remember, and let the stomped her into the grate and let the vampires that were being held feed on her. So I'm thinking Little Miss Yakutoma was Yakuza or had some Yakuza ties, and they may be a little bit pissed off.
But
So
they
I.
sure are spending a lot of money just to hunt this woman down just to kill her. Like,
Yeah.
that's a lot of money, like a lot of airfare, a lot of
Well, I mean, if
travel.
you think about it too, not just the fact that she killed the lady, and I cannot remember her name, but she is the one apparently, and I didn't realize this until the conversation she had with her mother in the bathroom. Apparently, someone wrote a book and pointed the finger at her and said, "Hey, this whole Hep B epidemic that we're having, where the sick vampires are attacking humans because there's no true blood." She was the one who caused that. She was the one who started the whole Hep B thing, which she was. She was the one who was putting Hep B in the true blood when they were manufacturing it.
But I mean, the Pandora's box has been open. Like, I mean, killing her, what is that gonna do?
I don't know. Maybe it's just satisfaction. I mean, think about it. Revenge killings. What does that do for most people? They just want the satisfaction on, okay, you did this to me and now you're dead. Yay.
Yeah, but I mean, torture would be more satisfying.
Right. And here's the
I
other
think you're
question
just like,
I
yeah,
have.
whatever.
No, that would be good, but I don't know if I could take listening to her squeal the way Steve Newland did when she was torturing him at the vampire camp.
Just rip her tongue out and put tape over her mouth. Duh.
Oh, well, that'll work too. But here's the question I have. I can't remember. Is Steve Newland dead?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
I couldn't remember too, but I was just like, yeah, he is dead. I forgot how, but
I
yeah.
think it had something to do with when they were trying to escape from the vampire camp. I don't know if
Yeah,
Bill was
something. Yeah.
something having to do with that, but he will be at Dragon Con as well.
That guy. Oh my God. Oh
I
my
may have
God.
to get up. You know how they have the question and answer session and they
Oh
ask.
my God.
I think I may have to get up and ask him to say that gay vampire American speech.
Oh man, True
Want
Blood used to be so
to
good.
hear the
Oh man, those were the days. So, okay, so we had Sarah Newland's story. We got to see her shag a yoga guy and a yoga guy with this extremely impressive wine cellar. Oh my
Yes, wine
God.
was impressive. The shagging part, not so much.
No.
I was
He made
quite.
me want to barf. But
I.
his wine cellar, I don't know. If he has some good Bordeaux in there, girl. Okay, let me stop. Yeah, I didn't get like why we had to see all that, but I'm glad we got to see her parents and all the Republicans die. That was satisfying.
That term, Pam comes up with the funniest terms. Because
Yeah.
when I heard that, oh, but she was rocking that purple dress though. She was rocking that purple dress. But
It was
Eric
all
in
right.
cowboy gear and a cap. No, I
It
don't need
made
him.
me miss Vampire Stan.
You know, Vampire Stan was looked like a cowboy. Eric Northman, not so much.
He's a Viking. He can't do it.
I would rather see tracksuit Eric than cowboy
Oh,
Eric.
tracksuit, Eric.
Tracksuit with
That.
the aluminum wraps in his head. Yes, I'd rather see that Eric because that
Great.
Stetson was not doing anything for him. No.
It wasn't for him, but tracksuit Eric with the aluminum foil, that was just, oh, that was everything right there. Oh, the good old days. But so we got to see Eric do some really brutal stuff to someone's jaw.
Oh, yes. It's like it was one of those. I don't want to watch this because I know he's about to rip this dude's jaw off his face, but at the same time, I can't look away because it's been so long since we've seen Eric do something like totally brutal.
It has,
But,
hasn't it?
because last season it was all Billiff for the most part.
Ugh.
You know, yes, which I'm so glad we're done with that spoiler. I mean, anyway, like I said, I like the new and improved Bill better. But anyway, yeah. So that whole jaw and the teeth, yeah. But now we got Sarah Nuland on the run. So, and she doesn't have, I guess she doesn't have any more Yakuza coming after her because I think Eric killed them all or killed most of them.
It was just three.
Oh, okay. Then there may be more because I think there were more in there killing like her parents
Oh
and.
yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, are they trying to build up airline miles? Or I mean, like, what are they doing chasing this woman down all over the United States? I mean, what type of money does she have to be doing all this? Like, that's
Well,
pretty expensive.
she did lead a, mega church.
Yeah, she got some money.
And then of course when Steve disappeared and became a vampire, I'm pretty sure she got all of the Fellowship of the Sun stuff. So I'm pretty sure she's loaded. I mean, she was dating the mayor, and then she ran, the revamped True Blood factory, and she had to have paid some good money
Yeah, but
to
in
get
order to
that Hep
be
B.
but in order to be on the run and hiding from these people, and it always seems like she's a few steps ahead of them, you can't use credit cards
No.
'cause they'll trace it. So, which is she probably was, which is why they knew where she was all the time, dumbass.
This is Sarah Nolan we're talking about.
Girl,
So
she not blonde, but she really is.
I don't know,
Yeah, I don't know.
but at the same time, her little storyline, yeah, y'all can wrap that up too.
Yeah, wrap it up because to me, like, why bring her back? It's not satisfying for me at
Right.
all. I
I
don't
need
care.
y'all to focus on what's going on in the town. Like y'all have the y'all went to the town last week, and there was no, like, the whole town was walking dead. It was like nobody was there, and y'all aren't talking about it. So it's like,
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird things are going on in Bon Temps, and I need them to kind of figure out what story they're going to tell. They've got way too many characters in the mix now. So, like I said, some of them they need to be pushing off Black Chick,
Oh
not
my God. Well,
shit.
Marlotte's wife or baby mama, she was kind of pointed that out to everyone, which I thought though the way she did it was really wet blanket, 'cause we're at a party, we're trying to celebrate the lives of people that we just lost because we can't put together a funeral right away because we don't have like the bodies of everyone, or like
Right.
there's more people that died, so let's throw a party for them. And yeah, we do need to get drunk, and because she's pregnant and she can't get drunk, she's the only sober person in there. And you know,
Well,
from
she
what I
said this.
heard, you can have like an inch of wine when you're pregnant and that won't hurt that baby. Not that I do it, I wouldn't do it, but she needed to do that or take a Valium or something because she just killed the party.
Yeah, she did. And I think Sookie really needed it. She did.
Oh, the people were saying such good things in their minds about her, and she was just swimming in that with her little
It's about
buzz.
damn time.
Yeah, that was adorable. I love that. Sookie, it was like my favorite. This episode, the latest one, was
Yeah,
my
this
favorite.
episode was kind of because she wasn't, it's like she was focused on Alcee, but she wasn't. She was grieving, and we got to see her just kind of be vulnerable and just kind of. She tried to be a little bitchy about the party, and then Lafayette kind of put his foot down, and she was just like, "Oh, okay, I guess I'll go get dressed." And then when Bill got there, she wasn't even snarky with him. She just kind of genuinely was like, "Okay, he's not trying to win me over. He's not trying to do this. This is, like I said, this is first season Bill. This is the Bill who brought her flowers every time he came to her door, whether he was bringing them for her or bringing them for Graham. He was just that
Oh,
nice
miss
person."
him. I
So
miss first season.
it's kind of like she's I think she's kind of letting go a little bit. She's not trying to be all tough. She's not trying to be the, oh, I can handle this. She's finally letting herself be vulnerable and admit, okay, you know what? I lost my best friend and my boyfriend, my lover, whatever, within a span of a couple of days. So I think she's really kind of just kind of taking it all in, and we get to see a little bit more of her personality than we have in the last few seasons, because it's always been tough Sookie, horny Sookie, tough Sookie, horny Sookie. I mean, just being
So
honest.
true. So
So
true.
I kind of like this, and then the little interaction with her and Bill outside where they talked and she was drunk and he, Bill, if Bill would have been nasty or probably would have tried to take advantage of her. And he was just kind of there. He just kind of let her say what she needed to say. And, he was he escorted her back in the house, and it was a very nice moment that I liked between them. So mm-hmm. I kind of like that. But you know, I'm a Bill Sookie shipper anyway. So
I'm a Willa Letty Mae shipper. You know, I'm gonna stop it.
I don't know, something about a woman stabbing me in the shoulder would kind of kill that for me. So
yeah, but maybe it was a phallic sort of.
You know what? No.
I'm gonna stop.
She was out for blood. I need to get to my baby. You know. No.
I'm gonna stop. Okay, so what is with Alcide's dad skulking around listening to Sookie mourn Alcide? Like, I was so scared that Sookie was gonna say, I didn't really love Alcide and blah blah, and then he was gonna burst in there and rah.
No, I think what they did was he overheard the conversation where Arlene was trying to tell her how to deal with her grief, and she told her the story about how she how at night when no one was looking, she wrapped herself up in Terry's coat. That's how I think that's how Alcide's coat ended up on Sookie's bed at the end.
Because
I think he was trying to do it to comfort her, because like he said when she called him, like, Alcide and I were not really close, but he loved you a lot, he cared about you. And I think it was probably just an appreciation of him hearing that this was somebody who really cared about his son, and he just wanted, I guess, to find some small way to comfort her. And that was when he heard Arlene do that, you know, Alcide's coat was downstairs early. I think he just kind of gave it to her as a gesture to kind of comfort her, to help her get through that night. So, you know. Yeah. Oh, here you go. Are you still mourning, Alcide? It's okay. I'm sure we will see him in some flashbacks before the end of the season. So
maybe that's gonna make it worse.
Well, no, because if you think about it, this was episode 5. So in 5 more episodes, we won't see any of them again. So just kind of look at it like that. Like, okay, maybe.
Yeah, that's not helping. That did not help.
Here's the funny thing. The fact that that's how you feel when at the end of last season, we both were like, okay, we're done.
I'm done. I'm out of here. I want all of them to die.
We're just gonna sail through the last season just because we're going to stick with it through the end. And it's like, they're really turning this season around, and they're making us kind of question the characters' motives and stuff, because I don't think you and I have ever really, really disagreed on anything like we have in this episode.
So that's right. Good. Yeah. Oh, but just to disagree with you now. No, we haven't. Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
But you know, I think it's like I said, they're kind of turning around. They're making the show back to what it was in the beginning, yeah, which is cool, because they've had some good moments through each of the seasons, but I think the first maybe 2 seasons were probably the best. And then this one for me is shaping up to be, you know, right up there as far as one of the best, because they started making us really care about the characters again.
Mm-hmm. I miss the eggs still. Sorry.
You know.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I just thought about that.
I have to take a break. Oh no, because it's funny, because Bill Stephen Moyer, he has his own, I guess his own photo album that he's taken of pictures from behind the scenes over the past, you know, years while filming, and he shared it with Entertainment Weekly. And so I'm flipping through this, you know, the book online, and I'm looking at old pictures like, oh, I remember this season. Oh, I remember this shot. And you see them behind, you know, the scenes just being silly. And then there was a shot of eggs, and I was like, oh, can we just go back to eggs and Tara and the, but that was the main ad season too. So it's kind of like,
it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet.
Right. Cause it's like, I'll bring eggs back, but I really don't want to go through that whole, because the main ad season just kind of, that whole storyline just kind of went.
It was too much. But see, man, that's when Tara, she was just like, that's Tara right there, man.
Yeah, I think that was one of Tara's best seasons, because after that it was just kind of, she
I
was
mean,
just
but she lost. I mean, to lose a man like Eggs, can you blame her? I'd
that.
be mourning. I'm still mourning, and he wasn't even mine. I don't even know the dude. Ah. I think everything that Tara did after Eggs died, I think she gets a pass upon reflection. Hanako not buying it.
Well, I'm thinking,
But
well.
eggs though.
Well, yeah, because, well, I'm trying to think, because the season that she was with Franklin, you remember that season when James Frain was on the show?
The crazy rapey vampire?
Yes. When was that? Was that before
Whatever
or
point
after
you're trying to
Eggs?
make, I don't even know where this is gonna go.
No, I was just wondering, was that before or after Eggs? Because I was gonna say
That
that,
was
you know.
two seasons after Eggs.
Oh, okay, so that will contribute to, yeah, so, now that we think about it, yeah, I think Tara does get a pass for most of it. Cause you really got to think about what she went through, and then after that, she got half her head blown off, and
Yeah.
she got turned into a vampire against her will, and then she had this weird little love-hate relationship with Pam, and then she gets killed again, so it's,
Trying to save her mama. Yeah, you know what? Tara gets a pass. It's brutal to have to be there to go through it with her like it. But upon reflection about her whole circle of life, you know, she didn't have a good time there. There, no.
No, yeah, okay, yeah, we can give Tara a pass
Okay, she could get a
for
pass. That she could get a pass. I don't know what's gonna become of Lafayette and James, and what's gonna happen, because like I said before, yeah, he knew some things about James, but he didn't know a lot of things. So I hope that they last, or they have a thing. But I kind of feel that James is gonna flake out and just leave town.
I'll put like this. I just want, I would like for the season to end with Lafayette being happy. Because
That means he's gonna
he
die.
was there. Huh?
That means he's gonna die.
That's not happy.
Well, I mean, he'll be beyond like caring about anything if he's, and he'll be with Jesus and
Well,
Jesus.
I was just about to say that. So in that sense, okay, but I don't know. He made a very valid point with his speech tonight, and it did strike me. I really do want to see Lafayette happy, because he has not had much of that. He got possessed and he killed his mother. He got kidnapped by vampires and was tortured, and he needs some happiness in his
I
life.
need some happiness. Ain't nobody crying for me.
When was the last time you were chained in the bottom of Fantasia and being drained and haunted and
My
had
life feels like that, Hanako.
feeling like a
I was
sweet
figuratively
home?
chained in Fantasia.
Feeling like and being like is two
I don't
different
know, man. I have a
things.
great imagination.
When you have a headless whatever that dude was, the little crazy spirit guy, bring out the freaky in you, and then some dead woman comes and takes over your body as a vengeful spirit, and she makes you kill your lover, and then all of a sudden his body disappears when you go. Lafayette done been through some shit. And then on top of that, he got to deal with a crazy mama and a drunk auntie. So I think Lafayette gets a pass too. As a matter of fact, I think probably by the end of this season, we're gonna say all these characters get a pass for the actors. Because if you really, really think about it, and I think Sookie, most of all, Sookie gets a pass. If Sookie goes postal and balls up that fairy light and just blasts the whole town with Bonton, I could not blame her. Sookie has, like the little people were saying when she was over here, she has been through more than anybody in that town, and she's just still there. Now, I will say this: they can kill all the characters they want, and at times Sookie gets on my nerves. But if they kill her, I'm gonna be really pissed off.
think it would be poetic. I just want, I think, because I think Lafayette should die. I think Suki should die. I think Pam should die. Bill should definitely die.
No! I don't like Bill.
Jason should not die.
Jason is not going to die because you know what? If they kill Jason Stackhouse, I have a feeling it's going to be a riot.
It was a riot when Alcide died. I mean, women across the planet was yelling no. I think I put 3 updates on all social media with just no.
Yes, I know, because I responded to one of those. I was like, yes, I guess I need to go ahead and watch this.
I was respect. It wasn't a spoiler. It was just
no. But just the fact that you put it that way, I already knew who you were talking about. I already knew. I was like, okay, there's only one person left on this show that can equate to one N and like 100 no's and exclamation marks after. So something fucked up had to happen to Alcide, because there's no, she don't care about nobody else.
I care about
I looked at the status and I said, do I really want to watch this? And then I started seeing everybody else posting the same thing, and I had some people on Facebook practically cursing the show out, and I was like, oh yeah. And then it being the friends who I knew and the ones who I knew like loved him, I was like, oh, they done killed my baby off. Do I really have the strength to sit through this episode? Do I really have?
I mean, he had a close haircut. Now you didn't have that weird long hair. I mean, I didn't mind the long hair, but the close cropped haircut he had now—it just, I don't know. And then he was wearing those tight flannel shirts and those manly jeans. Oh,
yeah. So, and just taking up all that space in Suki's bed and.
Woo.
Yeah. We done got back on our feet.
He's the alpha and omega.
The beginning and the end.
Oh goodness, all this show really gave me the feels this week. You sent me a text saying that you were laughing and tearing up, and I agree with you on that one. This episode was pretty like emotional roller coaster.
Right, and I'm trying to think exactly what I was watching when I was laughing and the tearing up. It was one particular part, and now I can't think about it, but it was just kind of...
It's a collective.
I think at the time it was Suki and Lafayette, because Lafayette was trying to take care of Suki, but at the same time he was being Lafayette, so he was making his jokes, and he was... how you is, and he was just being...
He said, come on, welcome.
Right. Like, I'm sad because I really felt like I mean, just look at Anna Paquin's face, and it was just kind of like, I don't know what to do. And then here comes Lafayette, and he's just all sealed, and it's just kind of like, oh, okay. Oh, and then Arlene and Holly and all of them drinking, and Nicole just sitting over there with her little club soda. She's like,
That's why she was upset.
She was hating.
She was seriously hating because she wasn't drunk.
She was heated because she was looking at them like, these bitches drinking all in my face, knowing I'm...
That's what you don't go to a party and like drink a club soda when everybody else is getting drunk, because you hate those people. But if you're drinking and everybody else drinking, everybody's great. But if you're the only sober one, you see how stupid people can get, and then you become the wet blanket and you kill everybody's buzz. And that's what she did with her pregnant ass. Take it home.
She did.
I don't understand what her character is for. I want her to die.
Sam, I won't say I want her to die, but
no.
You know how I felt about her character last season, because I was like, okay, Sam didn't even let Luna's body get cold before he was out humping the next thing, but that's just like a dog.
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, he needed love. He was in a fragile moment of his life.
Okay.
I don't see what she's for. She doesn't really add value to the show. So, and she feels like she's been, huh?
No, I was gonna say, even when her character came on the scene with the other people in her group, and we're part of the vampire such and such, I was like, what? Why?
Yeah,
What's
I don't even.
Like, what's your purpose? What's your focus? Because I don't get it. You know, they, I don't know. They just, they could have left her out. I love her. Love her. Love the actress.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
not so much.
Yeah, we're talking character. We're not talking actor. So, yeah, I don't know. But, so, what do we have? You say 5 more episodes?
Yeah, because I think this was episode 5.
Okay.
So, we've got 5 more, and then that's it. The coffin will close.
Oh.
And then, after that, then we can go into the, I can tell you what happened in the real Sookieverse, or what happened with the characters in the book world, and how it's different and everything, because we had
to
discuss
last
season too. So you don't need to read it. Mm-mm. You don't need to read it.
Wow, because you straight up made me read Harry Potter, and I'm still kind of bitter about the last book. But you say I don't even need to read this. Wow,
it's so funny that you mentioned that, because you know today is the anniversary. Today's Deathly Hallows came out 7 years ago today. 7.
Whatever.
but at least. I got you hooked on something that was good. That book that she did where it was telling about the don't wait. No. No. Don't. And if you really want to know how I truly feel about it, go to my blog and read the review I did on it. No, you don't want to. Mm-mm.
I think you kind of told me about it before, and I was just like,
I did a review on Goodreads. I never do reviews on Goodreads. Like, it's very, very rare that I will sit and do a book review. But that one I had to say, okay, you know what? Don't even waste your money. Go to the library if you absolutely need to. Go to the library. If you really want to know what happens to the characters, just ask me. I'll tell you, because it's really not worth the hour you may spend sitting there reading the book, if even an hour. It was just that was like,
no,
that
I
was
just, I'll
me being a book lover, me being a book person, that was like the absolute worst way to kill a tree. It was just
oh my god.
It was a waste of 187 pages.
Oh man, that's brutal. What, you know, whatever. I'll trust you on
Rita,
that.
You'll understand. You'll
no,
be like, oh,
I'm
see,
just not gonna bother. I mean, this is fine in TV. I mean, I'm a like research reader, so I'll read the hell out of like textbooks, but like for
I'm
pleasure. For pleasure, I just like
When you go look at a book and you don't find not a good review, not a good review.
She done brought out the Atlanta, y'all.
It's bad.
Oh my God. All right, folks. Yeah. So, folks, we got 5 or so more episodes to the end of True Blood. We're gonna get some more shows for you, because we got Hanako, we got Salem, we gotta do, we got what else?
Well, you know, you're lame and you won't watch Game of Thrones because we don't talk
that's
about
done
that.
That's over with. That's not happening anymore.
Okay, let me tell you, my daughter has actually, she started watching she started binge watching The Witches of East End last week, and I haven't seen much of the first season. I think I caught like the tail end of the last 2 episodes of last season, and then the first episode of the new season. And just in those 3 episodes, I'm like, okay, I really need to go back and watch this and see. And it's really cool because Joel Gretsch is in it.
Yes.
And I love him.
Yes. And I watched the whole first season when it first aired.
Okay.
But I haven't got into second season just yet, mainly because I'm busy. But if that's something you want to discuss, we can do that. Salem. And it feels like there's something else.
Orphan Black was what I was watching. Let's see. I really can't. Did you ever catch up on Being Human?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Finish the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Because I don't think we talked about that. So
we'll do that next, because this episode is pretty long. But we're just trying to let you know, guys, what some of the things we're gonna cover, and we're gonna get those out pretty quick. But we just had to go in. I mean, we really went in depth.
Yeah, and then 5 weeks from now, we've got Dragon Con. We get to meet the first time. Yay!
Awesome.
Oh,
okay.
I'm so excited.
Oh, so you're gonna be there, Anthony's gonna be there, Stephanie's gonna be there, Carl's gonna be there, I'm gonna be there. Yay. Eric took off, but he can't find a hotel, so he may or may not be there.
No, if he needs a hotel, I have a friend who just had a hotel open up in her block. I will message you the information. But okay. I'm sitting on two panels at Dragon Con. I just got that confirmed this week.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I'm doing one. It's called Growing Up to Save the World, and it's about the teen characters that we see in movies, TV, literary, who basically are teenagers. Harry Potter, Katniss Everdeen, those type of characters, Scott McCall from Teen Wolf, and just basically how them being young characters, they have this huge responsibility of saving the world or taking care of, you know, things that for the most part we think we, you know, traditionally think the adults should be taken care of. So it's that panel will be there, and then I'm doing a shipping panel for Harry Potter. It's gonna be like Harry.
What, the U.S. Postal Service, FedEx? What are you talking?
No, shipping. It sounds like shipping.
I'm kidding.
So we're gonna be the big, huge ship war in Harry Potter is whether or not Hermione should have been with Harry or Ron. So I am actually going to be on that panel. I'm so excited because such a Ron and Hermione shipper. So I'm just like, it's going to be interesting. So yes,
I'm Hermione and movie Harry, they should have been together, but the book is the way maybe it should have been.
Right. The book for me, I'm not going to give it
okay, we're not going to do that. We're going to end this episode because we're talking about it.
Come to the panel at Dragon Con. So,
There we go. Sneak peek. What up? So, guys, that is our show. We'd love your feedback. You can give us feedback on our website, and that is scifipartyline.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
End of line.